Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun to a shining time station where dreams can come true, waiting there for you.
You are interested in trains, aren't you?
Yes,
sir.
Splendid. Then I'll tell you a story about my friend Thomas. You do like stories, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Those are the two big questions behind Shining Time Station, the new children's series that premieres this weekend on PBS. Trains and stories are two of the biggest reasons to watch this new show. But there is another reason. The key character in the show, a magical little guy named Mr. Conductor, happens to be a wonderful storyteller. He also happens to be Ringo Starr, former Beatle, current grandparent, and the most instantly likable children's TV host since Captain Kangaroo. Each episode of Shining Time Station features two of Mr. Conductor's stories about a group of train engines: Childish Thomas, Eager Edward, Proud Gordon, and the others. Each story tells a gentle moral, but what really counts is that each story is acted out using finely detailed tabletop train sets.
Thomas is a tank engine who lives at a big station on the island of Sodor. He's a cheeky little engine with six small wheels, a short, stumpy funnel, a short, stumpy boiler, and a short, stumpy dome. He's a fussy little engine, too, always pulling coaches about ready for the big engines to take on long journeys.
These stories, based on the books by the Reverend W. Ardrey, have been a hit in England for 4 years in a children's series called Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. What PBS has done in bringing the stories to America is to take a good idea and make it even better. Hiring Ringo to re-record the narration was a masterstroke. His narration of the home video release of The Point was wonderful, and he's great here as well. He's also seen as well as heard. He plays a guy, 18 inches tall, who lives behind a mural in one of the walls of Shining Time Station. It's a rundown place that has just been bought by Stacy, who used to visit back when her grandmother owned it. She and her nephew Matt, who soon discovers the mysterious Mr. Conductor, are the only people who can see him, at least at first. But before long, Shining Time Station hires an engineer who brings along a daughter for Matt to play with. The second episode introduces the Schemer, a sort of snake oil salesman who runs the station's antiquated arcade. There's no Pac-Man in sight, but there is a jukebox full of hidden puppets who play rocked-out versions of old railroad songs, and a Nickelodeon that plays old clips from George Pal's Puppetoon shorts. The show really does look and feel like Captain Kangaroo, and it's aimed squarely at the 4 to 7-year-old crowd. I have two children in that age range, and they both fell in love with Shining Time Station instantly. Can I recommend it to you and your children? Well, to borrow someone else's train of thought, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can.